You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Rhonda Romero, and this is episode number 1095. Let's get to it with today's topic, math. It's more than just numbers. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. When people think of early mathematical skills, they usually think of learning, counting, and recognizing numbers as the most important part of mathematical education in the early years. Early math learning by children is more than just talking about numbers and their relationships, and it plays a role in a child's later math performance. Here we talk about why spatial thinking is important and then offer some suggestions to help parents recognize the spatial conversation they already have with their children and how they can do more. For example, to help children learn math early, parents can talk to them about number relationships, and they can talk more about spatial relationships and forms, which helps prepare young children for later math learning. Helping preschoolers understand relative terms is more than math vocabulary lessons, says parent and education researcher Nancy Nass. She says, a tree is a car, a roof is a triangle, and so on. And this is a good starting point for early math learning. Children begin to assemble the growing counting patterns, relationships, and patterns that form the basis for multiplication. According to the 0-3 theory, recognizing and creating these patterns helps children to make logical connections, understand what comes next, make predictions, and use thinking skills. Prepare your child to follow the rules regularly when they start school to avoid perceived behavioral problems such as incomprehension or deliberate failure to follow instructions, she says. Math games with the child can be an entertaining and developmental way to get an understanding of big mathematical ideas, she says. Watching and listening to children play math games, you learn not only what they already know about math, but also what they are learning. Math games also help solve problems, and so they help preschool math readiness, she says. According to a recent study by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, mathematics is a subject that is poorly understood by both children and adults. We often focus on solving equations and thinking about arithmetic and timetables, which can lead students to believe that mathematical skills are not relevant to their daily lives. While pre-primary mathematics is about practical problem-solving, pattern perception, recognizing shapes in the environment, and counting, math classes in secondary and high school are becoming more abstract. When students work with mathematics conceptually, they do not develop a coherent view of mathematics if it is replaced by sense-making. Teachers can help students develop mathematical facts by emphasizing facts for fact's sake, using time-controlled tests, and encouraging students to use and edit meaningful number activities and explore numbers. By working with numbers and mathematics and understanding them, students can take mathematical facts to heart and commit themselves to them with heart while working on meaningful numerical activities. Unfortunately, we often have a lifelong mathematical problem, and the wrong way to go about it often means that we learn hard maths. Either we learn important maths and enjoy it, or we fear it and remember it. Numerical sense is the basis of high-level mathematics, and students develop it when working with numbers, but they also learn mathematical facts and can memorize them. When students focus on memorizing timetables, they do not memorize facts, which means that they are very limited in their ability and unable to perform complex calculations, such as the one that led to national derision of a British politician. At the end of the paper, I give an example of one of my research papers on the importance of numbers in mathematics. Unfortunately, students who do not remember mathematical facts will often come to the conclusion that they can never succeed in mathematics and are rejected from the subject. Mathematical facts are a very small part of math, and although curricula require students to speak numbers fluently, teachers in the US and UK often ask students to memorize them. Some students will be slow to memorize, but they still have extraordinary mathematical potential. Mathematics lessons can help students improve both short- and long-term memory while they work out calculations. When teachers emphasize memorizing facts and conduct tests that measure the number of facts students suffer from, they suffer on two counts. Critical thinking skills are essential to analyze complex problems. And most people receive the building blocks of these skills from math lessons. After all, mathematics teaches us how to think abstractly, which is important for critical thinking. Why math is more than numbers? Find out how math contributes to problem solving and learn more about how it works. Even simple addition and subtraction are more than just getting the right answer, they are also important for critical thinking and problem solving skills. Many students struggle with math, but simple and complex math problems teach students important problems solving skills that they can use for a variety of applications. Complex word problems and algebra equations can help elementary and high school students understand and solve puzzles, for example. Memorize the rules and equations that play a role in this, and practice memorizing them in front of a group of friends. Episode 1095 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Rhonda Romero. Adios.